He killed 8. He had taken 10 times his normal dose of an antidepressant. In 2005, 16-year-old Native American Jeff Weiss on the Red Lake Indian Reservation in Minnesota was under the influence of the antidepressant Prozac when he shot and killed 9 people and wounded 5 before committing suicide. In 2006, Dwayne Morrison, 53, shot and killed a girl at Platte Canyon High School in Colorado. Antidepressants later were found in his vehicle. Other incidents cited, but not apparently related to schools, included: in 1987, William Cruz was charged with killing 6 people in Palm Bay, Florida, after taking psychiatric drugs for several years. The same year, Bartley James Dobbin killed his 2 young sons by throwing them into a 1,300-degree foundry ladle. He had been on a regimen of psychiatric drugs. In 1989, Joseph T. Westbecker, 47, just a month after he began taking Prozac, shot 20 workers at Standard Graver Corporation in Louisville, Kentucky, killing 9. Eli Lilly, which makes Prozac, later settled a lawsuit brought by survivors. In 1991, 61-year-old Barbara Mortensen was arrested by San Jose, California police, who said she had cannibalized her 87-year-old mother while on Prozac. In 1992, Linwood Drake III shot and killed 6 in San Luis Obispo and Morro Bay, California. Prozac and Valium were found in his system. In 1993, 16-year-old Victor Brancaccio attacked and killed an 81-year-old woman and covered her corpse with red spray paint. He was 2 months into a Zoloft regimen. In 1995, while on 4 medications, including Prozac, Dr. Deborah Green set her Prairie Village, Missouri home on fire, killing her children, ages 6 and 13. In 1996, Kurt Danish, 18, shot and killed his father 17 days after his first dose of Prozac. He told authorities, "I didn't realize I did it until after it was done. This might sound weird, but it felt like I had no control of what I was doing, like I was left there just holding a gun." It would appear that German drug science and German psychiatry have provided the foundation for action toward today's schoolchildren who are being increasingly steered to drugs for any complaint, from true antisocial behavior to mere daydreaming.